Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dad's favorite dog. Sorry about that, guys.
Hello.
Is that who you're walking? Unicorn yeah, pug?
She just had surgery today. So,
oh.
What was wrong?
She got 5 teeth removed.
Oh, wow.
So, our my little baby.
Excited to join here for a sec.
That's Tucker.
Hi, Tucker. Yeah, Lupe's sitting on the couch looking very upset. I'm sorry.
Oh, you had to cut it short?
The walk? Well, yeah, also she's in a lot of pain, so I think she just
got it. Oh, did they hand you the teeth?
No.
Here does. Like, if you get teeth I don't know. He's like, you want to make a necklace? And we're like, are you kidding me?
Jesus. Jeez. All right.
Yeah. Be like one of those, what are they, like Shaka Zulu necklaces?
So, hi, Jenny's a green.
Hi.
I'm Wendy. This is Chris. I'm Chris.
Hello, Wendy and Chris.
Hello. Thank you so much for agreeing to be on the podcast here.
Yeah. So,
Jenny Zagrino, you are a comedian. You've been on Adam Ruins Everything, Conan O'Brien, and you just taped a new special, right?
I just taped my 1 hour.
Nice.
Tell us about that and tell us when it's coming out.
I don't know when it's coming out yet. I still have to edit it. It's called Gen Z. It's basically a show about being a millennial, feeling kind of left behind as like Gen Z thrives and boomers just don't die. They just refuse. They're just whatever. Do you know that millennials have, we have 3% of the wealth because we should have 5%, but Mark Zuckerberg owns 2% of that. Gen Xers have like 22%, something like that. And they got wealthier over the pandemic. Millennials didn't.
And, that was me. I could say possibly that is true.
Yeah. And I guess like, and then boomers retain their wealth. And when they were millennials age, they had like 25% of the wealth. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Isn't that fucked up?
Yeah.
You're screwed.
I am totally screwed.
So where'd you film your special at?
I filmed it in New York City in Brooklyn at this venue called Little Field.
Never heard of it.
Oh, sorry. I'm just watching my dog.
Oh, what?
Slowly, like.
Is he drooling?
I don't
5
know.
Teeth removed?
I think she's falling asleep, but I can't tell. She also looks like she's crying.
If you go get her.
Yeah.
Do you want to hold her?
She like purposely, I put a bed next to her and she was like, fuck you. I'm going to go on the couch.
Okay.
So okay. I think she's falling asleep. I don't know.
Yeah.
How old?
She's like 11.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's an old lady.
We had a 15-year-old granny old pitbull.
Pitbull mix.
A little short granny.
Oh, well, yeah. Her.
Yeah. That just.
Oh, yeah, that just little granny ran.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That one.
Yeah.
She died this summer. June.
No,
May.
May. Yeah.
I lost my cat in December. That was really, do you know, not this December, last December, but it was really hard to put an animal down during the pandemic.
Oh God. Yeah. Oh God. Could you go in with them?
We did.
We went in with her.
I found a place I could, but so the first place was like, they were like, we're not taking any new clients.
Oh.
And I was like, I'm coming to kill my cat.
Like,
I got a new client.
One and done.
We're out of here. We're
Tucker just
we are in. Oh, nice. Because he was like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
So the first place was like, no thanks. The second place was like, we are fully booked. Come back in 2 weeks. And I was like,
yeah.
We have like,
that's
crazy. Minutes here, hours. Yeah.
But so I asked her, I said, is this dead cat season? She goes, actually it is.
So when is dead cat season?
So during especially for cats too, they keep them for Halloween.
What?
Halloween? Yeah. So cat season?
No. So after the holidays, so I think this was after Christmas, people will keep their animals alive through the holidays. And then after the holidays, they'll put their animals down.
Wow.
Oh my God. Yeah. I've never heard that. Yeah. And I'm horrified.
Yeah. That's what the receptionist said. She goes, yeah, people just, it's after the holidays, people put their animals down because they just wanted them to, hang out.
God.
For a little longer.
Like, we put them down when they're actually dying and suffering.
Yeah.
Oh no, my God.
I wanted my cat to enjoy Christmas one last time. Oh
God. But, we had a dog that lived through Christmas and then, he was thrown up blood before Christmas. And then we're like, hey, it's Christmas. And then we took him to Carl's Jr. I think gave him whatever he wanted. He was in the back, ate all the cookies, and then literally died the next day.
Oh, nice.
He did come back for hey, I can eat anything I want.
It's Christmas. He was wait, it's Christmas?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold my beer.
Wait a minute. Oh, God.
Still got to get one more fucking big Carl in before I go.
Yeah.
Big Star or whatever the hell. Yeah. I'm a big Carl's Jr. fan. I will never eat it the same way. I'll always think of your dog.
Oh, nice. Okay, so picture this. We're in the parking lot, and somebody had given us one of those gross canned hams. And so,
spam?
No, canned ham. I'm in Idaho.
Spam is canned ham. No,
but this is an actual canned ham.
In the bin?
It's in a metal thing, a metal can. Yeah. And so you pull the thing, and there were a lot of random cats outside while my dog was dying in the back eating Carl's Jr. And so we dumped the canned ham outside, fed the cats. And so hashtag Idaho.
Yeah. Wow. You get a little gelatin around those canned hams.
Idaho is wild.
Yes. Yeah. It's interesting.
Yeah.
I'm excited to come back. I had fun at the festival.
You were at the festival?
Yeah.
The Idaho Comedy Fest?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, geez. We missed you. Yeah. Well, there were 8 million people, and
there were too many.
Yeah. It was.
Right now.
Because we podcast with nine of them.
Yeah, we did nine podcasts during that.
Wow.
Yeah, over 2 days.
That's too many.
Okay, I'm glad you're coming back. That's so cool. Yeah,
I'm excited.
Awesome. Yay.
So had you been to the lounge prior to that or to Idaho?
No, I'd never been to Idaho before.
Nice.
Yeah.
What'd you think of Idaho?
I went to the prison. It was great.
Oh, nice.
The old penitentiary?
I walked around an old penitentiary.
Oh, nice. Yes.
It was fun. I did some scooting with some scooters. Rode a lot of Ubers. Rode in an Uber with the most right-wing nut.
Oh, God.
Yeah. He wore a mesh mask. And I was you know what? Not even. I don't even care anymore.
Face.
It's not even.
Don't care. Yeah. I was like, well, what? Because he was from California. I was like, well, what brought you to Idaho? And he goes, well, and it's so funny. You can't say this shit without putting on a Southern accent, even though he was from Glendale, California. But he was like, well, I came out here because I was trying to find a sovereign state in America. And Idaho was one of the last sovereign nations out here. And I guess it's not anymore. It's okay. Yeah. All right.
Terrified.
Man. Wow. I do Uber and Lyft sometimes. And I do not get into political conversations ever.
It's terrifying.
I mean, it's just it's so funny. I was talking. So I have half my family is unvaxxed, unmasked, just naked breathers. And
where?
They're in the Midwest.
Okay.
And one is out here. two are out here.
Oh, wow.
And so, their vibe, I'll respect my dad's vibe is I'm not getting vaccinated, But you know what? If I don't like the mandates, but I'll respect them. You know what I mean? Yeah. Where it's like, yeah. It's like, he's like, okay, I hate it. And it's stupid, but whatever.
Yeah.
And then my sister, my older sister is like, I'm not getting vaxxed. I'm not gonna wear a mask, but I'm gonna get a fake card. And I'm like, no. But that's the yeah. bullshit. Is like, you sit here and you say, you know, that you support small businesses and everyone's right to choose. And then you're now going to like put these businesses at risk for like $1,000 fine because wow. you just want to go clubbing, even though blah, 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 blah. It's just like, I think there's two yeah. levels of crazy yeah. conspiracy person. It's yeah. like, you're either you're either just doing it to like buck the system and like yeah. be like, no one tells me what yeah. to do, or you actually like believe in what you're saying mm-hmm. and then you still respect other people's.
Yeah. Cause half the people yeah. saying it have had vaccinations when they were children and they're fine.
Yeah. You know? Well, everyone's had vaccinations.
We did, yeah.
Like you had it was to have just it to thing. Get into school, yeah. public school, you know,
unless yeah. you show your card.
Yeah.
It wasn't yeah. a big deal.
You know, I know one person with polio and they did not get the polio vaccine.
We met her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, she didn't get the vaccine and she got polio?
She didn't get the polio vaccine. She got COVID vaccine.
Yeah, but wait, so she how did she not get the polio vaccine?
Her parents didn't believe in it.
And she got polio?
Yeah.
Stop it.
Crazy. Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Sorry.
And so she's super pro. Get the vaccine.
Yeah.
I feel bad laughing like, at her, but oh my no, God. She'd
totally be fine.
Yeah. No, no. She makes dinner, jokes about yeah, her
dinner act. Own,
her own like, stuff. Fuck. Yeah.
Wasn't even her deal. You know, she didn't no, decide yeah. that.
That is, folks did. I really want to know what her parents thought when that happened.
I know. I mean, yeah, you can look exactly. her up. Debbie Wooten. Yeah. yeah. She's been long-time in comedian. One movie that I know of. Yeah. Yeah, just like a, I don't know, 30, at least a 30 year comedian, yeah. you know,
that's so insane.
It is. Yeah. I know.
She got the rarest one. The one exactly. that we completely yeah. got rid of.
Her right. parents were like, fuck that.
Yeah. And then she gets polio. yeah. So she's getting fucking COVID.
I wonder vaccine. If the doctor too, who was like,
yeah,
look,
yeah,
this is right. real wild, but not you right. have polio.
It's crazy.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's in a wheelchair.
So yeah, a scooter.
A scooter, yeah. yeah. They actually kind of get her on
help
stage.
Help her, yeah, on the stage. Yeah. And,
I mean, a scooter is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty rocking.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. She was awesome. What is she? Rocking
this.
Yeah. 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 Cool lady. So I was listening today to the Gaudy Positivity podcast.
Gaudy Positive. Yeah. Yeah.
And you're back now after like about a year off.
We took a year. We were just all listeners? Figuring this stuff out.
That's amazing.
Probably not. We were supposed to record today, but we're both very busy. I had the dog surgery and other stuff. We're going to talk about, you know, that Ryan lady who she went viral because she's going to prison for being at the January 6th insurrection. Uh-huh. And she was like, it's going to be like a detox. It's going to be great.
Oh, going to prison?
Yeah. She's like, I'm going to detox from alcohol and I'm going to lose that stubborn 30 pounds. Like, oh it's
God.
So wow.
bonkers. And mostly just like that is like how toxic diet culture is where it's like,
yeah,
I'm like going to prison.
Fat camp for her.
Yeah. But at least I'll lose weight.
God.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. We had people from Meridian that were at that.
Yeah, from our area.
Hashtag
my parents were there. So
no,
yeah. You say your parents?
My parents were there.
Did they get inside the Capitol?
No, they weren't in the Capitol.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Your parents.
Wow. I almost wish they were the ones that took Nancy Pelosi's laptop.
Terrible.
Just so we would,
I would make
person.
Fun of them.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I don't condone any of that shit.
Like, I probably know that they're going to prison anyways, so I'd be like, "Look, guys, yeah. I'm going to make fun of you on stage about this because it was real dumb. Yeah. I love you. I hope you don't get too roughed up in prison."
Whoa.
But no, they were outside. My sister said she was on the stairs. My dad said he was praying the rosary somewhere. And then my mother was probably like drinking with somebody. So I don't know.
Yeah. Oh my God. Did they go there to storm the Capitol? Was that a pre-planned thing? Or because I remember Donald Trump in that like thing right before that, he's like, go to the Capitol or something like that. And that's why people rushed it. Was it not? Or what do you know about it?
I don't think that they were privy to that happening.
It was a feeling,
you know.
Yeah,
I think that, you know, there's probably a core group that included some senators and members of our government that knew about it and were fully in support of it. Yeah. And will they ever see crime? No one will, because we live in the most insane times. Bring back the guillotine. I'm cool with it. I don't care. Bring it back.
Yeah,
that's the thing. No one's scared. You bring back that guillotine.
That's true.
You're gonna have some senators being like, I'm sorry. Oops.
Yeah,
that's true.
Am I saying too many politically rough things?
I'll tell you what I'm scared of in this nobody scared society. We're in Idaho and like everyone's packing a gun here. Like you almost except feel like you us. Can't like not. Stand up for yourself anymore.
No, you cannot give the middle finger. You cannot flash your lights if they don't have their lights. Yeah. Fog, complete blackness. You don't do it. Because you're scared, you're going to get blown away.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it is the last sovereign nation.
Where are you at? Are you in LA or are you?
I'm in LA right now. Yes.
You have an awesome show tonight.
I do.
Andrew Santino, Brad Williams.
Yeah. All so right. I'm going to leave it. I'll probably have to cut the podcast a little bit on the shorter side because I got to drive in LA traffic. I'm trying to record a set for late night tonight.
Oh, cool. Ah. Yeah. So you're at the Hollywood
Inn? And then I'm going to go over to the store. So I'm doing a...
Oh, the store. Ah, okay. Nice.
Double time. Triple threat.
Nice. So you live in LA, Southern California?
Mm-hmm. I live here. Oh,
shit. I thought you were in Minneapolis. So I'm like...
No. I'm in Glendale.
Okay. Because that was like 8 p.m. your time? I'm not sure.
I think that... Do you have an area code that's not to your...
Yeah, it's 612. Oh, okay,
there you go.
Yeah.
That's why we screwed that up.
So...
Yeah, that's how you guys fucked up.
Yes.
I mean, I'm the one who fucked up. I should have known what time it was.
Yeah.
Kevin.
So how's the Comedy Store? Because everybody's saying it's like still cool. I mean, people are coming and stuff, but it's not the same old vibe when it was.
I actually like it.
Oh, you really
it's
like
now,
it?
Now it's now booked by a female booker.
Oh, dang.
And it just feels more welcoming. Like I never had a good vibe there otherwise.
Yeah, it was kind of a guy's.
The dudes are gone. You know, like the very duty dudes guys. They're all in Texas ruining that scene. So let them do it. I'm gonna make so many enemies in comedy.
Nah.
I did a podcast where I basically just shit on Rebel Wilson the entire podcast.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I heard you talking about Rebel Wilson today on your podcast and Adele and how their weight losses are perceived, are portrayed so fakely in the media.
Yeah, I don't care that they lost weight. What I care about is them telling women that they can just drink water and they'll lose 70 pounds in 9 months.
Fucking try that.
9 months?
It does not work.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not real. It's not real.
Like, water sucks.
I mean, maybe it's just you know, rich California water is the water you need to be drinking. Poor Idaho water.
Yeah, we don't know where our water comes from.
No.
Not fresh mountain Glacier
potato.
Maybe
water.
I mean, it might be vodka. All of it. So let's talk about OnlyFans.
Yeah, what?
I haven't been paying a lot of attention to it lately. I feel kind of bad.
Okay, so
people waiting.
So I have it. I'm back to be having a free one. I was making people pay, and now I'm just back to having a free one. And then if people want, I don't do anything super dirty. It's just like, if it can't go on Instagram, put it up, but they're just more suggestive photos. People want to enjoy them. They're like $5 for the pack.
Yeah.
But you started it in the pandemic?
Started it actually in September to get funding for my special.
And
this year?
Yeah.
That worked?
Yeah.
Dang.
Nice. I got some good money for it.
When I heard that, I was like, she's I'm starting an OnlyFans.
I mean, it's like, I already had a base of dudes.
Yeah, exactly. Make it, yeah. So. I'm going to have to show way more.
Not that you don't. I don't know if you do or not. No,
not, I'm guessing not the same.
We're huge.
I was like, I'm going to have to show more. All right.
Jeez.
That's crazy.
So you made money to fund your special from OnlyFans? Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Yeah.
So the special's completely self-funded by like friends and family and fans. So there's no,
that's amazing.
No corporate interests. Yeah.
So where do
no debt?
Yeah.
No, lots of debt. I'm gonna owe investors.
Okay.
So I have investors.
So and you're editing your special?
Mm-hmm.
How many did you like, do? How many tapings?
Just two shows.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But then do you splice it if you screwed up?
Yeah. So there's a couple things I'll take from the first show. Most of the second show is the one I'm going to use.
Okay.
You'll probably be able to tell because of the sweat difference. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, so hopefully it comes out next year. I'm hoping someone buys it. It's kind of like the main thing.
Yeah.
Would you ever put it out on YouTube like people are doing?
I think I could. I don't have a huge YouTube following, which is kind of a bummer. If I had more YouTube followers, it'd be better. But I get all the amount of free content you have to put out as a comedian now.
I know.
So overwhelming.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
You have to be like nonstop. You have to be Mark Norman, Bert Kreischer, filming.
Yeah.
I'm taking a shower. You know what I mean? I know. It's like, yeah.
We've talked about just hiring a photographer.
I was like, we need to just put cameras up in the house. This is how we are. You know what I mean? Like, here we are.
Yeah. It seems like you need that much content these
days.
That's
what people want.
Pretty much. It's like, it's insane. And then it's also very draining. And like, you know, like even today, I didn't put up any content.
Yeah.
And you feel weird, right?
Well, you shared one of our stories.
Yeah,
you did.
So you did that, I did. Counts. I did that.
Yes. So thank you.
I did that. But yeah, like, then you're just like, what did I even do today? Like today was, I took my dog in to get surgery. I went to a physical therapist. I got sad. So I went and got a massage. and then I had to take care of my sick dog. Like what?
Yeah. Like,
where's the humor?
Yeah.
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 Amazing.
Real life shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that goes well, I guess with everybody. Yeah. Cause I mean, we have times where we're going and meeting comedians and podcasting and going to their show. And then we have other times where we're taking care of a mom with Alzheimer's, you know?
Yeah.
So, it's like, this is a weird.
Yeah. You don't want to be like have your selfie stick and be like, hey, what's up? Just here with my mom.
Yeah, exactly. It's so weird. Yeah.
Bam, 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 bam. Or like,
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, it's so weird. It is. You have different personalities you have to put on and different. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm super stoked you get to like be up with I listen to Bad Friends with Andrew Santino. So when I was like, oh shit, she's going with Andrew Santino and Brad
Williams.
Yeah. So
they're great. Yeah.
I'm
going to be there for like 5 minutes and then I'll have to like bounce to my next show.
Oh, really?
That's the thing about like, you know, there's not really, because I have to get this thing done for this tape. There's not too much hang time I can do.
Oh.
And then I might have to go to the desert tonight. I don't know.
What do you mean?
So, the desert?
Yeah, yeah. I have like a work thing in the desert, possibly at 9 a.m.
What?
Yeah.
How deserty? Like
what are you
talking Vegas?
About? Like 29 Palms. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
I heard of it today, actually, in your podcast. You mentioned it for something. I don't remember why.
It's in it's near Joshua Tree. So it's like
you gotta do mushrooms.
I gotta go do mushrooms tonight.
Oh, really?
No.
Nice.
No. Like no, I'm not gonna do mushrooms tonight.
Awesome.
I do microdose.
Oh, do you?
Okay. Yeah. Actually, I haven't done it in a while. I should probably.
Those are so hard to come by here.
Yeah, or we don't know the right people.
Maybe. No.
Oh.
No.
Well,
so when we dose, it's
don't talk to me after the show.
No, but we totally will. Dang.
Let's talk about that. Your show, January 14th and 15th. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah.
So Friday and Saturday. Yeah.
That, yeah.
From the festival.
It's amazing.
I'm really excited. I have new merch. I'm really excited about.
Oh, cool. Oh,
nice.
Yeah. Either going to be pins or stickers. I might do a t-shirt. Tell me if you guys would buy a t-shirt. So the joke is, I'm 35. I'm no longer 30 and flirty. I am now thorny and horny. And it's just it says thorny and horny with some cactuses on it.
I think that's good for this area.
Yeah.
I think so. I think it's really good for the
Idaho
lounge.
Is a desert, so.
Yeah. High desert.
And, you know, far as us, we like buying merch when we go to shows.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those people.
But, yeah, we always have to get some kind of trinket for the thing we
did.
To show that we were there.
Yeah.
Ticket
stub. Yeah. Yes.
Exactly. Let's talk about, how long do you have? Do you have to get to your show?
I have about 10 to 15 more minutes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Let's talk about, because I was listening to your podcast today and you were talking a lot about manifesting.
Yes. He just changed his
like 2 days ago, my Facebook cover says manifest harder.
Yeah. That's our new thing.
Oh, manifest but that's not healthy. And I'll tell you why in a minute. I love manifesting and the idea of positive stuff, but it can get to its where like too kind of like toxic-y in that it's like
they go too far.
Yeah, it becomes MLM-y. Where it's like, do you even believe in manifesting?
Yeah.
Like you had one bad thought and so it didn't work out. This was your fault. Versus that maybe you went through a huge depression or, you know, you just couldn't like,
yeah, see, I don't overthink. Like, if it doesn't work out, I just go manifest.
Yeah, like, try again. But you know, don't manifest harder. Just manifest smarter.
Oh, smarter. Fuck. God damn it. Where were you yesterday?
I was going to get a t-shirt made and everything. I might have to change it.
Yeah. Manifest smarter. All right. That's the title of my new book. Manifest Smarter.
Oh, fuck. It's
an MLM. No.
Because we're about to make shirts.
I will. And I'll tag you at the bottom.
Manifest harder, manifest smarter. Like, okay, for example, the thing with the with trying to get the funding for this special, I ended up getting all the funding. It was $30,000 in 2 months.
Wow.
But I always had to just like have the faith that it was coming. It was coming. Like,
here's my right boob. Here's my left boob.
Here it is. It's all coming.
Here's two boobs.
Say 20,000. Yeah. So 30. 10 grand. Oh, 30. 30. So 15 grand a piece.
But even though like I manifested the money was coming, it didn't stop me from doing the work to get it. Like the OnlyFans, doing the GoFundMe, asking family, like, I didn't just sit there and be like, it'll just show up. Like it showed up in different ways.
Still do your shit.
Yeah. I think just, you know, thinking about manifesting something. I mean, there still has to be an action.
A lot of
behind
steps.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
How do you guys manifest?
I repeat things in my head.
Yeah.
Like I am.
Almost. And like, yeah, we
or
speak
we talk
about
in
things
present.
In the present. Yeah.
Or
not in the future.
Yeah.
things like
as if it's already happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a big part of it.
It's not when we're, it's we are now what we want to be. It's kind of how I do it. So
I have a lot of problems doing the whole being satisfied with where I am. And like that I have everything I need now vibe. Because my head is like, well, then why would I want more?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Then why do I want to be where I think I want to be?
Yeah.
Which is like, what are your signs?
I'm Scorpio Pisces.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Crazy.
That's a lot of emotion.
What are you?
I'm a Capricorn Taurus. What's I'm like
Taurus?
Yeah. So my rising and my moon are both in Taurus. Which means that I'm a Capricorn at my base, but like I'm more of a Taurus. Mm-hmm. Both are like earth signs. Both are like stubborn. Both are very like climbing success vibe, which is how I, you know what, that's why nothing's ever good enough.
Yeah.
You just gotta be better. So stubborn.
Stubborn as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'll smile.
And
then, stab me in the back.
Poor Pisces just wants love. They're just
exactly. He's like, chilling. Everything's awesome.
We're chilling, thinking about our
dreams. It's all good. And I'm like, it's not all good, dude.
Yeah. She's over here just pissed.
Exactly. I'm like, everything's going to hell.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Like,
calm. Yeah. So funny.
Jeez.
And so obvious. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. So let's talk real quick because I know you have to get out of here soon. Listening to your podcast today, you talked about not necessarily a heckler, but something happened at one of your shows where some guy was getting all
and you pushed him
in your business that you pushed. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. So I was doing a show in San Diego. And this guy from behind, like there was a door behind me and he came in through the door, which was weird. And then I was yelling at him about it and he was very drunk. During the show, he handed me a bottle of wine then like went and took a seat. It was real weird. And so I was like, kind of like you did the comic thing where like, you're mad, but you're kind of making fun of it so that people feel comfortable.
But you're also a woman. I mean,
And this very awkward, weird thing just happened. Yeah. So he's just sitting there and he's just like talking to people and like being annoying. And at one point I go, dude, what the fuck is your problem? And then he just like took his hat off and like walked up towards me on the stage. And I was like, what are you doing? Like, get away. And then he got like in my face. And so then I pushed him. And then I think the comedian that were there didn't know it wasn't like a joke.
Yeah, it wasn't staged or
because he went and sat in my seat. So people were like, we thought it was a joke.
Whoa.
Or that he was with you. And then finally they came and like threw him out. But yeah, like I like physically had to push him out of like my zone. Crap. And then the media ran with it. And if you Google it now, it says it like comedian almost gets made out with on stage. Like comedian, it's wild how bad it was.
Jeez.
Yeah.
So are you ever as a female scared? Because I listen to a lot of podcasts and some of them are men and they're like the club wasn't supporting me. Like, you know, somebody's coming at me. Do you feel more of that as a female?
It's a little more dangerous.
Yeah.
Definitely. It feels more dangerous. So.
Yeah.
But also like you just like you know, I don't know. Sorry. I can hear
your cat.
I can hear things. Just got really distracted.
Is your cat licking its wounds?
No.
Oh, is that a dog?
It's a dog.
It's a dog.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, my cat's dead.
Oh, right. Okay.
So it's just more dangerous. And that venue was a bar. Like it wasn't a club.
Yeah.
If it was a club, I think it would have been a little more taken care of, but it was just like a bar.
Yeah.
So it was a little more Wild West vibe to it. But yeah, it was just like you know, I haven't really had that level happen to me before, but it was still like pretty intense.
Yeah.
But it did get a lot of
two million views.
And then I got banned. Yeah.
You got banned from that?
From TikTok?
Not from that. I got banned for calling anti-maskers stupid. And then it got reported as a hate crime.
Oh my God. Oh.
Yeah. As hate speech. So then I lost like 75,000 followers.
On what?
On TikTok.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Wow.
This is crazy. It's
crazy. But I got a new thing, a new TikTok. I reposted it. Let's see what we're at. Let's see. I reposted it. It's now, this video is at, Oh, also the fights over this video are wild. Like,
really?
The misogyny that exists is in of like just okay, men who are so butthurt that they're like, oh, I guess she didn't need a woman or a man, huh? Oh, like, God. She's such a feminist. I guess she doesn't need us to protect her. And I'm just like, what?
Oh, wow.
But also to the projections, like people are like, that guy must have been a Trump supporter. I'm like, what? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like, I don't know that. But it's at 326,000 views.
Holy crap.
Wow.
Just dang. Let me see one of these.
And was it at more than that before you got banned?
Yeah, it was at 2 million. So then I reposted it. Jesus. Let's see. Let's see. Can't help but notice all the women bashing men in the comments, expected men to intervene.
Mm. Wow.
Intervene.
Yeah. It took men in the very back to come to her aid while the boys in the front acted nonchalantly.
Oh my God.
I'm like, is that a thing? Someone said buy some pepper spray. And then a lot of people are like, well, a lot of people too are like, but what happened before? What did you say to him?
Oh my God.
We don't get the whole story here. Just like what? Okay. Let's play Spot the Republican. Again, I'm like, what? Who cares? I've met some very awful male feminists in my life who are like Bernie till they die.
Wow.
Oh my God.
So just okay, like,
I gotta check out your TikTok.
A MAGA nut sacks. Oh, and then this guy, here comes the simps to save her. Do you know what a simp is?
No.
So a simp is this Gen Z term. It's pretty shitty. A simp is a guy who is kind to a woman.
Oh, really?
It's basically like you're kind to them. And even though, like, you know, they don't want to date you.
Okay.
So, just so you
like
keep
a good person.
Yeah. So, like, you keep being nice to them.
Yeah.
And like, do things that you would do in like a friendship, maybe a little more because you like that person, but you know that they're not going to ever like have sex with you.
Right.
So you're a simp. It's like you're a weak.
Wow.
Beta. Wow. Yeah.
And you're hetero. You're not gay.
You can simp for things, right? Like you're a weak little thing for something, like
for being actually nice and cool,
for being like a decent human. Yeah.
Wow.
Gen Z is awful. They're just as bad as everybody else.
Wow.
I think millennials, we're just sitting here being like, why won't people love us? And Gen Z are like, you're all stupid and your hair is dumb.
It is a whole thing.
Yeah.
And then boomers are like, you're lazy. And Gen X are like, leave us alone.
Yeah.
We're just here making money.
What the fuck are you doing?
I think Gen X is more like, yeah, we went through this stuff. You should feel how much it sucks.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I think so. I actually think so. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's probably more about feelings. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Do something. I haven't seen anything. Yeah, yeah. It's a whole, like, yeah, because Chris has kids. And I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah. I don't get it. He doesn't have any kids.
No, I'm okay. Like, I do not get what the fuck.
What's up with this generation?
Yeah, they're not working. They're not.
And I've worked in mental health for 9 years up until about a month ago. And so.
Yeah, he gets it.
So I'm just like, this is the shit now. And you, like, this I don't is get how it.
I was going to say, you have a very good mental health voice.
Yeah.
Oh,
and vibe. And
yeah.
Yeah,
that was very yeah, and that
you're really helping my parasympathetic nerve right now. Just
oh, nice.
Just
awesome. Yeah, at work, my coworkers often commented on how I would calm the unit.
Yeah, just by walking
on. Yes, of schizophrenic and bipolar patients.
Well, someone has to do it.
Yeah, I guess so. So, but I quit to do this full time.
Yeah. That's way better. Way better.
Way fucking better. Yes.
Just has to calm me now.
Yeah.
Yeah. One person. And the dog.
She is the hardest to calm.
A little bit. Yeah. You know. Yeah.
All right. Real quick before we get out of here, what is Dollface Productions?
Oh, that is a defunct. Oh. Business that I had. It's still like my Etsy business of like plus size vintage, but really it's just like it was like my first business out of college. Yeah.
Oh dang.
Oh, yeah, because I was like, I love vintage and pinup, so Dollface. I was like, oh, Dollface. And it was gonna be a actual production company. Like I was like, I'm gonna make movies. Insane.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I still will. It's just, I mean, my company name now is much better. It's Moon Pleasures.
Moon Pleasures.
Ah. Moon Pleasures S Corp, baby.
Oh, nice.
Is it really?
Yeah. I'm a corporation. Moon Pleasures Incorporated.
Fuck yeah, you are.
Hell yeah. Boss girl. Girl, yes. Boss.
Woo! Awesome.
Well, thank you guys so much for having me on the podcast.
I can't wait to meet you. We will be there.
Yeah.
One of the sure.
Yes. Well, whichever one, it's Friday night. We're going to be at that one.
Yes.
I'll have some thorny and horny merch for you.
We're down.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for doing the podcast tonight.
Yes.
When you see Brad Williams and Andrew Santino, tell them to be on our podcast.
The Toasted Marshmallow.
Toasted exactly. Marshmallow Adventures. Yes.
Hell yeah.
Thank
bye.
You.
Bye.
Bye.
See you soon.